Did you go to meetings about AIDS at all? How were you kept up to date? Was it through?
I became involved with the Albion Street Clinic, and there were some very interesting people there. Someone called Neville Yeomans, for example, who practiced NLP. Neville Yeomans worked with the Albion Street Clinic, I think, for people who had been diagnosed with HIV/AIDS, or I think we just called it AIDS then, and who knew that they were going to die. And, of course, to have to live with that is very painful. But I think he was very good, and Mark Ahnes was one of the people there as well. And I can't remember the doctor who ran the clinic, but he and I got on sort of very well, and they had a phone line, and I think I became one of an information phone line, which ran from upstairs in the Albion Street Clinic. Then I became involved in Community Support Network, and that was caring for a number of people who had AIDS, who were dying.
Tell me more about what that was doing, Community Support Network. When was it set up? Who set it up? And
I can't remember the name of the guy who set it up, but he had this wonderful handlebar moustache, and he was a nurse himself, and he was very energetic. He was very good. And a wonderful man, and very well organised, and be sent to various homes to look after people, or to feed, or to tidy the place, or just sit with someone. And there were a number, and so I was very much involved with that. Also distributing literature, on AIDS-related matters.